We're live with Matt and Zach, and this is Done in 30.
This is Done in 30. I didn't mess it up this time. How's everybody doing? My name is Zach. My partner here, Matt.
That's me. So, you had some predictions last week for the Final Four. Did they come true?
I don't remember what I picked. I'm going to say that I was mostly right. I think I picked Duke and Kentucky got taken out by Wisconsin, and then we all know what happened in the final game. Wisconsin lost, so Duke was the victor yet again, and that's like their 50th title or something. So
didn't it like go into overtime or something? Was there any scandals related with this?
I may or may not have fallen asleep before the game ended.
Oh, really? Oh, did you watch it live? Or
I did watch it live.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you record it so you can go back? And
no, I did not.
Was it just past your bedtime, or what was the deal?
Yeah, I just I had to take a shower the next morning, so I didn't really feel like staying up that late. Hey, man, I got priorities, man.
I mean, it's good that you took a shower.
Well, I got to get my good 8 hours of sleep, or else I am not a happy camper.
You're one of those guys. See, I remember whenever I was a teenager, I could just sleep for like 4 hours, and I was pretty much rested. Now,
boy,
I've got to get
no
like 10.
10 hours collectively. Maybe get like a solid 8 during the night, and then just get a 2 hour nap between class and oh, can I say where you work?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we don't want to get in trouble for
we'll call it electronics big box store.
A large electronic chain that you might get a good deal at.
If you couldn't figure it out from there.
Well, yeah, exactly. So you just have to dance around the actual words. That way we don't get any copyright infringement. But speaking of class, let's segue into that. Well, I'm just saying that, you know, you got a job and you got school, but not for long, Matt. Tell the listeners more.
Here in, May? Early May, something like that.
That's next month.
I will be graduating college.
Woo!
With a... What will I have? It's associates, bachelor's. I just juggle all my life and hope all the balls just...
Yeah, hope they fall into place, huh?
Yep. It's like a bachelor's in media arts and science at Ooey Pooey.
Ooh.
I was going to minor in German, but it would require too much work, so I was like, eh.
At least you gave it the college try, right? It required too much work. You crack me up. So, but at least you're getting your bachelor's. And you know what's sad, Matt? It doesn't matter what your bachelor's is in.
Really?
It just, you have a bachelor degree.
That's true.
I guarantee there are, let's say, like 40% of the jobs out there, you'd be able to get it before me because I don't have a bachelor's.
And what I'm wanting to like go into, there's too many cooks in the kitchen, if you get what I mean.
Well, there's already too many people on this planet as it is, so
that's true.
Most careers, there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Although, the ones that nobody wants, like sanitation or...
Well, yeah.
What was another one? Cybersecurity? Like, if I wanted to be a hacker or something, then I can get into that field pretty...
That seems like a lot of people would want to do that.
It seems like whenever I was in college, people wanted to be, like, history major, psych major.
Is it going to be educators?
Yeah, computer science.
Oh, okay.
Because they, like... feeling electricity pulsing through their fingers as they shock themselves on various things.
What else
was there?
Count me out.
Health, really big health field.
Oh, yeah.
People in the health communications, like visual stuff, like PowerPoint presentations or e-learnings, or what does a microbe look like? Well, let me go into Maya and make a little microbe for you.
All right, let's have Steve roll in the projector. He's got a PowerPoint on what a microbe is. All right, guys, put away your cell phones and get out the water bottles. I'm totally ripping off a Bob and Tom bit, but that's great.
Right.
The haunted meeting. I'm guessing you've never heard it, but
nope.
It's fantastic.
Nope.
He's like,
typically, I don't listen to radio.
Yeah, well, you're also not up that early, so.
That's very true.
No offense.
I mean, if I'm up that early, it's because I've been up all night.
Yeah, up all night doing what, Matthew?
Projects, various projects for school that I wait until the last minute to do.
Yeah, that's
sometimes.
Actually the truth. Yeah,
or
a drug bender that just carries you to the sun.
You know,
the sun comes up.
I just wake up like floating in the lake behind my apartment. Luckily, I'm fat and buoyant. So
fat does keep you buoyant. That's true. And for those of you listening, hopefully the background noise is not an issue. We try to get the sound thing figured out, so you should just be able to hear our two lovely voices. But
there's a almost tornado yesterday.
Yeah, Indiana, which is where we live.
We're on a Toronto watch.
It was pretty intense. I do enjoy a good thunderstorm. How about you, Matt?
I like the feeling of a thunderstorm, but I don't really like the actual, like the feeling before where everything's like
quiet before the storm.
Sort of, where you can like smell the grass and it's like really pungent.
I understand. You can smell the rain coming. I gotcha.
You can see the birds like freaking out, like, oh God, we better fly away.
Mother Nature does usually have a better, you know, like they have a better feel for when the storm is coming. Us humans, we're kind of dumb, I think. We don't have our ears on the ground, so to speak.
And we're always inside, so we really don't feel like
electromagnetic
fields.
You're right.
Like animals.
We don't feel like they do. Yeah, we're not out there pecking in the grass and feeling the wind.
Eating grain and grass. And actually, if we were still hunter-gatherers, we'd probably be, what, eating ducks or something?
Maybe. There's enough of them around. Actually, I think geese are a little more populated than
yeah,
the
but
ducks
have you
are.
Ever had boiled goose? That's disgusting.
Nope. I have tried squirrel. That's the only like small animal I've ever tried.
What would that taste?
Salty.
Nutty. Creamy and delicious.
All right, we are seriously going to have to start getting like soundboard ready for this kind of stuff to do like rim shots and like applause and stuff. Oh yeah, because I was thinking like I should have had like an applause track ready when you said that you were going to graduate. It's like Matthew's finally graduating.
Wow.
Yeah, and then of course the crowd goes wild. Yeah. Anyways, again, so you graduate when May what?
May sometime. 19th.
May.
I feel like it's early. I feel like
once again we are just
when's Mother's
totally
Day?
Spitballing this entire process.
When's Mother's Day?
Good question. I have two of them and I don't know.
Well, you better double up on the chocolate or whatever.
Well,
you're
it's kind of nice. I have to double up on Mother's Day, but I don't have to do anything for Father's Day, so it's kind of nice, I guess. It's a trade off. But
if I had a thing, I would do aw.
Yeah. Aw. Yeah.
Just like crickets.
I don't know. I can't decide if we should do a soundboard or not.
May 10th.
Oh, okay.
Sunday, May 10th. There's a bunch of people graduating Saturday.
Just
and then,
less than a month away.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh my gosh. And then, what are you doing for Mother's Day? What's the typical spread?
Well, I normally hang out with my mamas and we'll just do something pleasant together. Probably I'll make them dinner, or take them out to dinner. I took them out to dinner last night.
Nice.
It was like a belated Christmas gift.
So is Mother's Day going to be in like September?
Excuse me.
It's like, yes. here you go, Mom.
Yeah. Hey,
Happy
by
Mother's
the way.
Day.
Oh, well, shit. If it's September, that'll be like their birthdays already. Okay, so it's October and November. Sorry, Mom, if you ever hear this, I know when your birthday is. Okay. But no, last night we went to MCL restaurant.
What?
It's like a buffet. You like you walk through and you buy all your junk and then you pay for it at the end.
Oh, cafeteria style.
Cafeteria.
Everything's a la carte and they have like little plates and stuff and you just grab it.
Yeah, I am a former employee of MCL and yeah, now we're not saying your business name, but we're totally talking about this. Who cares?
I mean you're former. I mean I'm still
okay, that's true. But anyways, yeah, that was my first job and it's the food business, so it's not really for me. But it was nice to go back literally a decade later. It's been 10 years.
Was it like the same old lady cashier?
No. Completely
Miss Peggy there.
100% new faces. That was the best part. I didn't have to like look at somebody and go, please don't recognize me. Because that's the worst. You know what I'm talking about? Like if you see somebody from high school and you're just like,
but
it's not that you don't like them. It's just you don't. You just don't want to strike up that small talk.
That conversation that
like how have you
hey,
been?
I have to remember your name now. Is it Gary, Greg, Jared? Who are you?
You spend the bulk of the conversation just trying to figure their name out. They're like, I'll tell you. Like, no. I've got this.
Just giving them like vague, like
okay, just
evasive.
Give me a hint.
Does it start with an F, J?
Is it a French name? No. It's Germanic. It's got like an old Eastern European feel. Does it start with a P?
Is it Mike? Jimmy?
Stefan? Oh, no. Steven?
Oh.
And then ultimately they just get pissed off and you just walk away.
Well, like, what do you do in those situations? Because that really doesn't happen to me because I've moved over several
states. You've moved several states.
But, like, if you recognize somebody, is it, like, apropos just to go, hey, how you doing?
I would assume...
How's your mom's?
I would assume, well... if they're not my friend now, they don't know I have gay parents. Right. So that's true. So that's not going to be a question that anybody's just going to pop up.
You know, that's not how you introduce yourself. You're like, hey, I'm Zach. I've got two moms.
Hi, my name is Zach. I'm white and I have two moms. I mean, like, it's just not the way I introduce myself.
There was a bit. Oh, man. I forget who did it. But this. John Mulaney was in a bathroom.
Okay.
No, he gets approached by a guy who's asking him for change. And he's like, yes, I'm gay. I've got HIV.
Oh, my goodness.
And, like, he just, like, describes his whole life, and all he wants is change. So he's like, I don't know how to respond to that, but
see, that's the perfect way.
You.
If it's like a homeless person or a bum or whatever, and they're just, like, haggling you for change,
right?
Just bore them. Like, I mean, that sounds really strange and cruel, but you would say enough to they're going to go, you know what, the hell with this, and they're going to walk away.
I'd give you $5 just to walk anywhere else.
You know what? This isn't worth it. I'm gonna go bother somebody else.
Yeah. That hey, can I talk to you for a second? That like,
jeez.
Like you just go stay, defensive mode.
Just stay away from me, please.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So for example, the gym I go to, there are a lot of people from my high school that still go there. Now, some of the faces kind of blend in just because I didn't know a ton of my class when I graduated. But
big was your class?
Oh,
mine
boy.
Was close to 2,000.
Oh, my goodness. In San Antonio?
Yeah.
Holy cow. When you graduated with 2,000 kids?
I think our starting class was like 2,000-something, but we only ended up with 1,240-something.
That's actually really, that's sad.
It was like 1,243, but there's like...
You're telling me that...
Tons of people got pregnant,
like,
tons of people
you're
got
talking,
like...
What was that, like...
Moved.
40-some percent of the students that went to that school did not graduate?
Yeah, or they, like, were held back. It was,
That is pain. That is cringeworthy right there.
Yeah, it was,
okay.
Multicultural school, we'll say that.
Oh, okay, so there was a lot of culture, a lot of and ethnicities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, my high school was predominantly white and took all the culture out of way. It's kind of lame. But no, the reason why I didn't know half of my class, if I've never told you this before, I went to a vocational school. And it took up half of my day.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so the vocational school was half of my day at a different high school, and then I came back to my high school. So literally 50% of my senior and junior year was spent in a different school. So I just kind of fell away from the students I went to school with.
Did you do anything with that? Like,
oh, yeah, it's like part of the career I have now.
In the hallways. I'm going to vocational school, and really you're just in second period.
The thing of it was that, yes, some people I knew, I actually was very, I'm not trying to, like, cover my tracks or anything. I really was just a good student.
Like 10 years ago, something like that?
It'd be 10 years ago. Yeah. Well, we're both 27.
Yeah. 17, nine years ago for me, so I was 06.
Yeah, 06.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, almost a decade.
Aren't you 27 already?
Yeah, I think so. I started school later, though.
You think so?
Okay. Excuse me.
I don't really keep tabs.
Were you born in 88?
87. In September, so like my
September.
Birthday's coming up.
Yeah, you're going to be 28.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, you're older than me. You just said, I think so. Have you been drinking?
I have not been drinking. I just don't keep track
just,
of my
just
age.
Just use it as an excuse.
You know, I just need the nice ethanol washes I use.
Oh, so you've been huffing, I see. Well, the point is that here it is a decade ago, and I am going to school at my personal high school only half the time. Like, literally, two of the four classes I took per day were away. Anyways, and so, I mean, it's part of my career now, so it's no sweat. But when we crossed the stage, my last name starts with a B. And, I mean, I sat there and I watched C through Z. And I mean, just let's say I knew 20 names. Huh. I'm not joking. There's about 20 faces that I went, oh, yeah, I know who that is. Or if it was a good friend of mine, like if you had graduated with me, I would have been like, Matt, yeah. I mean, of course, yours starts with an A, so you would go before me.
I love that we were.
And I mean, in theory,
there was like
you could almost just ditch, but that reflects very poorly on you and your family. But
yeah, but I mean, who really even knows who I am?
2,000 students, man. I'm going to be real. My graduation ceremony. Okay. Originally, let's back up. You asked me how many students I graduated with.
Right.
I graduated with 1,000, like 990, like seven, I think.
And you only knew 20 names? You had to have like known.
I mean, I've got
that.
Like a tight knit group of friends, but I wasn't.
Right. I was talking to everybody. I knew like couple hundred, but like
I wasn't a huge social butterfly. I don't know. I just I'll tell you what, I didn't know a whole lot of women back then.
Hi-yo!
Hi-yo! Yeah, well. Anyways, so you know, it's mostly just a bunch of dudes and you know, it's not really something. It wasn't I guess it was technically by choice. I just I guess there was so many women in my family, I didn't really want to associate with women at school. Ugh, that's a bad excuse.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
I just wasn't...
Or maybe you're just, like, more focused on your vocational stuff than...
Well, I mean, I really was. I know I had a ton of people I'd know that would skip senior year, and I just stuck through it. Just, yeah, I'm in class, whatever. Just, I'm
Did
here.
You have a car?
No. See...
I don't think I had a... no, I did have a car.
I had a
senior year, but yeah. I didn't, like, freshman, sophomore, and half a junior year. So, and then part of the reasons that I actually even got a car was so I could take my brother, who was going to be a freshman, and then, like...
Oh, take him to school, you mean?
Yeah, but then he, like, ended up walking.
He would walk to school?
Yeah.
Well, if it's that close, then why didn't you walk?
Eh.
Eh.
I mean, your car is your freedom. So.
Yeah, I'm going to be real. When you get in a car and you're like 17 or 16, it's just like you just get in and it's yours.
And
it's
then
your
like,
space. You can do whatever you want with that car.
When was your first job? Probably, what, 18?
Oh, no, I was 17. That MCL cafeteria I worked at.
My first job was Java Joe's, a coffee shop in San Antonio.
And how old were you?
In the Rolling Oaks Mall. I was... No, that was my second job. My first job was...
Oh, so you lied to me, huh?
My first job was a 1950s diner.
Oh, nice.
Called Checkers.
Please tell me they still had like vintage signs that say like, you know, bathroom for whites only and not accepting colored applications. God, that'd be funny. And it's in Texas too, so it's like ultra racist down. Well, okay, I'm sorry. No offense.
It's pretty open there. Like there's a
you
small
mean like
section
San Antonio
of people.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's good.
I mean it's
obviously it's better.
It's like it's not as open as Austin. So there were like kids with Confederate mudding flags on their trucks and
yeah,
stuff.
Just, yeah, total
but
hicks.
They represented like less than 1% of the actual.
I know. I'm just it's the joke. Steers and queers, that whole thing. You know, it's
you
it's,
know, honestly, I thought
nowadays,
there would have been more of them, but like
yeah.
I mean, there were more people like chewing dip than actual.
Yeah. But you're in the city though. San Antonio is not it's not a one horse town. Let's
yeah,
be real.
True.
San Antonio is bigger than Indianapolis, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
and it's got crazy, ridiculous streets. Like here's a grid; you can just figure out wherever you want to go based on numbers. And
so you're saying San Antonio is just like mush?
Yeah,
it's like a bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah, it's a fustercluck. Like there are streets that literally have three names.
Oh God, because they all blend together. Okay, so you're saying like they just kind of merge.
Well, it'll
and then
be
they separate again.
It'll be like Nacogdoches, then Perrenbital, and then it'll be Broadway for some reason.
Ah.
It's just, like, sections of the town. It's just called something different. It's weird.
That is miserable.
And then, like, there are times where, like, taking the Nacogdoches-Perrenbital thing, Nacogdoches, like, forks to the right, and then that's just, like, the old area of San Antonio.
So, were there any numbers to signify these roads?
I don't really remember.
Because I mean,
like Nacoma, I remember.
Well, but generally,
yeah.
Whether it has a name... generally or lieutenantly, but I'm
first privately.
Oh, privately, yeah, that's true. Okay, so the point is that you're going to see a U.S. highway number or there's actually going to be numbers now in the great city of Indianapolis. East to west is usually a digit.
Right.
North and south is generally a name.
I think they just had primarily names. They had few numbers, but usually it was like 281, 1604, like highways.
Sure. Or maybe like downtown streets, like the actual like small downtown area, whereas like the outer part of the city. Did it have a circular highway around it? Kind of like
it had two. It had two highways. It was two.
Like loops?
Yeah, it was two
an
loops.
Infinity loop.
There was 281, there was 1604, and then there was 35 that cut through the middle of it.
I see.
Kind of like here, I guess. We've
yeah,
got
we're the crossroads of America.
We've got like that Binford that kind of cuts through stuff.
Well, there's
like
two highways that make an X through the city,
right.
And then there's two highways that make a cross through the city, and then you've got 465 that brings it all together. Where you knew that, right? Indiana is called the Crossroads of America. And they also call it the Circle City. So yeah, I mean it's Indianapolis is what's up.
And I kind of feel like that. Old name doesn't really live up because I don't feel like people are kind of coming through here as often. I mean, between New York and Chicago are right here, right? But I look at I look at tour dates and stuff for bands that I like.
They're nowhere near. They're not coming here. Hey, you know who is coming here?
Who's coming here?
The Rolling Stones.
Oh,
yeah. I can't even imagine how much the tickets are going to be because they're going to be performing at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah, from what I can tell, it's going to be like a relatively small venue.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of what Carb Day involved. Like, have you ever been to Carb Day?
I know what Carb Day, but describe it to people because it was like this alien concept to me.
Well, essentially, before the Indianapolis 500, they do poll times, and it's more like a party before the race. It's kind of what it's turned into.
Yeah,
but
what was it before?
Like, well, initially, it's the drivers. They test the track. They get their pole times. They get their position for the race on Sunday, Labor Day weekend. And or is it Memorial Day? Oh, my God. Anyways, the point is that Carb Day is the Friday before the race, and essentially it's just a big party. I mean, there are large bands that come and play. I mean, it's actually a really fun event. And then, of course, it's, you know, copious amounts of alcohol being consumed and, you know, just general mayhem.
Eating food from trucks and...
Yes, actually, I'll make this story as short as I can make it. I went on a trip to Tennessee, and there was a hotel I went to, and a gentleman found out I was from Indianapolis, and he said, oh, yeah, I mean, just it's one of the, like, employees there, and we said we're from out of town. He goes, yeah, whatever. So he says, yeah, he's like, yeah, I used to work in Indianapolis. And he explained that he used to run a vending truck at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the race. And I think he did, like, the Brickyard. And I guess it roped him so much profit, or it brought in so much money. That was it. Like, him and his, like, team of workers would work that weekend, and they'd do, like, a couple of odd jobs throughout the year, and that was it.
I feel like we're kind of starved for stuff. So if you show up in Indiana, people are going to buy your stuff.
Oh, you mean if it's, like, a new company or somebody from out of state.
That was the, what do you call it? The AC unit, I think.
Oh.
It was popping and squealing.
Making noises. Okay.
Well,
anyways, it's just, it's unique that the Indianapolis 500 plus F1 racing, and then, of course, the Brickyard, it brings so many people into this great city that when you also have businesses from other cities that come in, oh, yeah.
I mean, hear
it's like that, or that, like, oh man, you sell tacos from wherever, or like pizza from Chicago, like
ostrich legs.
I don't know if I'd be that.
Well, they have those like giant quote turkey legs, but they're actually ostrich meat.
Wait, are you messing with me right now?
No, it's seriously ostrich because you can't literally get a turkey a leg that big.
Okay, that is something I should have known.
Yeah, it's like emu or something.
Okay, so the turkey legs at the state fair, I've definitely had one before, and it was definitely delicious.
Right.
And you're right, a turkey, good God. They'd have to pump in so many of the, what do they call that? EGUs or
GMOs?
GMOs, thank you.
Genetically modified organisms.
Oh man, can you imagine like a turkey that's just like ripped? It's got like human fists, it's so muscular. It works out in the prison yard because it's so ripped. It's just like,
all it does is takes a sledgehammer to like a giant tire. It's got like a 16 pack. It's got muscles that science is still trying to decipher today.
It killed a man, so now it's on death row, and it works out in the yard. Oh, my God.
his like, chin thing grew, like, an extra,
yes, his,
extra scrotum.
Oh, jeez. Oh, what is that thing called? It's called, like, a gullet or something? Or No. Hold on. I'll come up with
giblet?
It. Giblet? No, it's a waddle. The waddle.
have an extra pair of balls in your waddle. That's how manly that turkey is.
Oh, my goodness. The turkey that's got an extra nutsack. Okay, we're getting really silly here. Okay, holy cow, we're at 23.
Yeah, we're at 23. It's so easy to get through well, this time here.
I mean, I guess our seasons could be a little longer than projected. I mean,
yeah,
we talked about, like, 10 episodes, but...
Yeah, I mean, in theory, that's, what, 52 a year?
Yeah, if we do it every
Thursday.
Yeah. If we do it every week, it'd be 50 episodes per year, 52 per year.
I wonder if we can, like, travel with this. Like, would people be interested in seeing us, like, do panels?
Live?
Yeah.
You know, I actually thought about that before we started the broadcast.
Because, like, whenever we did this, there really was no goal.
Yeah, that's true. We'd probably have to, like, We'd have to bring some women with us, you know, to like kind of draw the crowd in. Like, yeah. Maybe some like bikini models. It's like, and see the Matt and Zach podcast. They're like, yeah, she gonna be there. All right, I'll come listen to these guys talk.
That's probably yeah. why. It's why in morning radio, I guess they have a female perspective.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
So
generally
that, like,
there is always
sexual tension.
One female
just so
on the show.
They can hit that demo.
Hit that what?
Demographic.
Oh. For those of you that are listening and not sitting in front of Matt, the face he made was very unique.
Very, very suggestive.
Demo. No, I would agree that generally, and it's not like to keep people happy. I mean, it's just nice to have a woman and a man, at least per team, instead of just listening to a couple dudes talk. Like, you actually have like a female perspective or...
Yeah, because like with dudes, I mean, it only takes a short period of time where you don't even really have to communicate with words. It's more like grunts. It's like, meh, meh, meh.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of dumb apes.
Scratching our belly buttons and yeah. We're like, yeah, I know what that means.
We need
hungry.
To, yeah, exactly.
was that Zach? Need more chicken?
Yes. No, I ate before I came tonight. Thank you, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, actually, Matt, something I meant to ask you and something we can just talk about on the air. Have you thought about just sticking to the two of us, or will we ever have a guest appearance on the show?
Whenever I buy another inbox that has like three or four microphones, then we'll probably do it.
So you're saying
those things
that,
are pricey.
So you're saying we can't just like share a microphone for a brief?
Yeah, we could for like guest spots and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, a certain somebody's birthday is coming up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I figured your lovely lady would like to speak with us. Or
is it next Wednesday?
My cousin Kristen. Hello, if she's listening.
Shout out to Kristen. I follow
yo,
you.
Yo,
on,
yo.
I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, actually, I think I do. Anyways, so she found out that you and I were doing this podcast and immediately wanted to be a part of it.
She wanted,
so
under what capacity?
She just wanted to have like one show. I think she just wanted to be a guest.
Oh, sure.
Now, with the whole lady talking perspective thing, now she's a single mother of two children, so her schedule is nothing compared to what you and I have.
I mean, as long as she can carve out some time on a Thursday, then...
Sure, yeah. Well, if we decide to do it, like, another night on a...
And I guess,
depending.
I mean, I'm uploading these as soon as we get done. There's really no need to upload it, like, Thursday on the dot. It could be closer to, like, midnight, in theory. So if it was, like, a later affair, we could do that. Or
sure.
It would be kind of interesting to have you guys who are listening, if you're listening, hello, write in some questions to ask her, I guess. Because that way we may have, like...
We'll get a girl on the show and instantly have double the listeners.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she is my cousin, so don't take this the wrong way, but sex sells. That is universal.
I mean,
if we've
learned anything from Japanese video games.
Oh, God. whether it's television, video games, movies, radio, I'm telling you what, man, it doesn't
matter.
So
are you proposing to have sex with me on the air? Is that what you're saying?
Ooh, now that is an adventure.
Yeah, it'd be
it's not that sex sells. It's more or less the female component sells.
I guess it's the tease sells.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Because I mean, I guess if you can get to home base, I mean, there's really no there's no reason to like covet it. At least this way, there's like a dance.
Yeah, let's just keep moving. I don't know what you're trying to say right now. Are you coming on to me? Should I be
No,
concerned?
I guess what I'm saying is, like, usually, I guess the difference between, like, using sex and advertising and, like, actual sex is, like, that Excuse would just me. Be porn versus, like, just teasing, I guess is my point. Mm. So I guess it's the chase that's important.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's what a lot of people do. They want the chase.
Right.
But, ladies and gentlemen, remember, this is not a fairy tale. This is... real life.
This is IRL.
This is IRL.
It's not Irk Chat.
What?
IRC.
Irk Chat?
Yeah, that's what I used to call it back in the days.
Yeah, okay, so IRL means in real life. Mm-hmm. What does Irk Chat mean?
It was just a client that you could like communicate with people with. It was kind of a like prototype to file sharing, like way back in the day.
What's the acronym stand for?
You know, it was a protocol of some sort. I completely forgot.
Okay. Riveting stuff. Riveting. I can hear. Oh, the phones are just lighting up. they want to know what Irk Chat means.
As interesting as a sneeze.
Yeah, as interesting as like molasses and paint drying in the same room. Actually, does molasses ever dry, or is it constantly in a liquid state?
I know money. The ink on money doesn't dry. So is the ink on money made of molasses? Scientists want to know.
What? What? Okay,
I think
sorry.
Molasses solidifies after a while.
It's kind of like sap or honey, yeah, or any kind, right, of fluid. Eventually, it's going to solidify.
And it's kind of like a semi-solid, but like, yeah, if you leave anything out, or like if you leave honey out,
yeah, it's gonna
after
harden.
A while it
yeah,
hardens.
Or crystallizes, actually. Right. I think the sugar inside of it. Hey, so quick little science lesson. Aren't there four states of matter now? Like at one point, we always thought there were three: the gas, liquid, and solid. But isn't it like a help me out here. Wasn't there like some recently
Is it like some sort of subatomic particle?
No,
or?
It's just there's a fourth state of matter now. Instead of being a solid, a liquid, or a gas, there is actually like a fourth phase that matter can be in. And it's like...
It sounds like some quantum physics type stuff.
It's pretty basic if I
Oh,
remember.
Really?
So you don't... Like even like a basic science class in school, you didn't learn it?
Well, I know that they were like metalloids shooting in the middle of the periodic table.
Okay, no, it's not that deep, man. Okay. This is purely just... four states of matter, because I mean when I grew up I was, you know, there's three states: gas, liquid, or solid. That's it,
right?
Maybe
is it like semi-solid or is it in between?
Well, no, vapor is a gas.
I know things can like basically change states rapidly. I'm gonna type this in. What's the fourth?
It is a good thing I did not say what school I went to, because I'm sure somebody's gonna go, good god, did
yeah,
he really
we,
graduate.
I know people are going to listen to this, like our prospective employers, and
oh,
they're just going to go,
oh,
Jesus Christ.
Hey, we haven't said our last name, so we're good.
Plasma?
Maybe that's it. There's four states of matter, and I believe plasma is the fourth.
Ordinary neutral gases, so that plasmas are considered a distinct fourth state of matter. Mm. Plasma. What is plasma? No, it's used in science fiction. It's an ionized gas. Consisting of approximately equal numbers of positively charged ions.
Oh, so it has a charge to it.
It doesn't, because it has equal numbers of positive and negative.
So that means it's neutral?
Yeah, it's an ordinary neutral gas.
Hmm. Learn something new every day. Well, it's not new, but it's new to you.
What's plasma in the context of physics?
All right.
Neon lights are also called plasma lights. Okay, so gotcha.
So coming up this weekend, what's going to be going on, Matt? What do you have on your schedule?
This weekend.
Should I go first?
Yeah, definitely first, because I've got nothing.
I am excited to announce, drum roll please. I have Saturday off.
You have Saturday? Oh.
Oh my God. So for those of you that work 6 days a week, I feel your pain. I am currently on that path of destruction, but nay, I said I have to take this Saturday off, because for the love of all that is holy, I need 2 days off in a row, man. It's killing me.
You
so
six on, one off. That's
yeah. And this previous week,
I mean, that's what, laundry day, and then you're set for the next.
It
week?
Wasn't even laundry day this past weekend. I helped a buddy move into his apartment, and that was like 5 hours of my day.
Oh,
and then
my
I
gosh.
Went and had, and then for Easter, my other friend, his parents invited me over for dinner.
I'll speak on behalf of all of your friends. We really do appreciate that you can have access to box trucks.
Yes, I have. You know, it's funny. Like, you know that one friend in your group that has a pickup truck, and everyone's like, "Hey, man, can you like help me move this, you know, mid-century 3,000-pound dresser?" Oh God. Why did I buy the flatbed? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
you instantly regret it. Well, I'm slowly turning into that guy, because I have a boss that is very awesome and very laid back and always says yes. And I have friends that are moving in and out a lot.
Yeah, what's with that? Just like
I
recently.
Want to say, well, I mean, I moved. My roommate who I live with, I had to help him move some of his stuff.
And then
Brandon. That
good
was
old
it.
Billiam's probably going to move here pretty soon, too.
Yes, Will will be moving soon. And then Nate. And actually, Nate is, well, I don't know. It's a rat race, to be honest. The two of them are going to have to, like, Rochambeau for that third room in the house.
Right. And are you going to, like, start charging people for box trucks or anything?
No, but eventually I just got to start saying no, I guess.
Yeah. Or maybe have them make it worth your while, pizza
well,
and beer.
Well,
I mean,
but
that's
they always do that. Yeah, that's, like, a customary moving trade. I mean,
right.
you always, you always do pizza and beer, or you at least feed me.
Right. Where
those,
do we go?
For those of those ladies listening, the easiest way through a man's heart, to a man's heart.
It's pizza and beer.
Well, I was just going to say beer or food. Whether you cook it or whether you go pick it up for him, there is nothing better than getting off work and going, what's for dinner tonight? And then you come home.
Oh, that's for dinner.
And that's for dinner. And it's just pow. It's problem fucking solved, son. That's my one curse word for the night. Actually, yeah. I think I said shit earlier. That's three. Damn it. Yeah, that's four. my point is that I know that sounds a little sexist and old-fashioned or whatever, but fuck it. There is nothing better than coming home and just, like, dinner's on the table. Like, if your wife gets off work early, or
it's one of those things nowadays you have to qualify, because, like, what if the man gets home early? Are you still expecting
dinner? Well, I mean,
still,
you should make dinner, sure. Right. But as a man, I just, from personal experience, there is nothing better than coming home. And, because, I mean, let's all face it, now that we're adults, there's very few things that's on your mind when you get off work. I mean, usually it's like
food.
Yeah, because you're
running people off the road.
Well, yeah, depending on how aggressive your commute is
just
to get to work.
Just thinking, if I just
off the road,
if I just tap the back end,
ooh,
like the cops
them,
do,
give them the old pit maneuver.
Yep.
Yeah.
Watch them spin out 14 billion times like they're in Mario Kart.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Now here's the thing, though. Don't ever do that.
but it feels.
Yeah, do it in your.
Feels like something I should do.
Do it in your head, Matt. Don't
I
ever
do
it in real
all
life.
The time.
Yeah, it's a very destructive.
Like my mental car is probably like a twisted metal car.
Oh yeah, just like
machine
Mad
guns.
Max, just machine. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of Mad Max,
ooh,
oh my goodness,
yes, the new
preview. Did we talk about that last time?
Yes, we did.
But oh my goodness, we're still excited
about
Mad
Max. Do we know when that's coming out?
Because
that's
June.
Oh.
Okay, I want to say
it's not that far away.
So I think it said coming this summer kind of thing.
Oh, okay. So yeah, June, July,
and
August.
It's such a summer blockbuster. They'd be an idiot if they didn't release it. And
sure. And I mean, that's basically when the film was made or set.
I think it's called Fury Road.
How are we on time?
We're over.
Okay, we're just going to
bug it.
All right.
May 15th.
I like that. Whatever. Troll with it.
I mean, if we're comfortable, you guys are comfortable.
Episode 3. This is the episode where Matt and Zach just decide to talk longer.
Yep. And it's our podcast, so they can't do anything.
Well, technically,
it can't be called done in 30. You should like put an asterisk right next to the 30 because sometimes it's over.
Done in 45. You guys can't really stick to that format if you're just gonna keep going over, bruh.
Maybe that's the inside joke at that point.
In
30 or whatever.
The inside joke at first was the fact that I kept butchering the name of the podcast. this is 30, gone in 30 seconds. Oh no, it's the movie. Okay, I've got it. So now
it's,
I always have to
it's
have
done in 40 seconds.
That's what my ex-wife would say.
Hey-o.
All right, so from now on, we should like have like just a receipt with us, and then that way, when a joke doesn't really pan out, you're just like, "All right, it's in the trash, it's out." That's actually been my new recovery line. You should try it out. Like, I'm not really a comedian, but I do like to have a laugh at almost every part of the day. And so, if I'm with friends and the joke bombs, I just like crumple it up and go, "Yep, right, that one's no good." And then some people ask me what's wrong with you? I'm just testing material out, you know? Something pops into my head. If it doesn't work out, then I won't say it again.
Because life is just one big stage that we're...
Yeah, hello.
We're just comedians freeballing it. I wonder how that feels, just like go on a stage and just start talking about whatever, your problems, mashed potatoes, who cares?
Yeah, I gotta be honest.
And then people pay you for that.
Stand-up comedy is one of the most bizarre professions in the world.
It's so fascinating.
You get up on the stage, you're by yourself. That alone is just strange. Because, I mean, when you're in a band,
you got four other guys. And then you're doing the same thing every night.
Yeah, every musical performance, even if you're by yourself, you have, like, a guitar. So there's, like, two forms of entertainment. There's lyrics and there's the music. But when you're just standing there with a microphone, like you and I are doing right now, your sole purpose is to entertain people by talking. So really deep down, it's a very confusing concept. You have to entertain people with your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's got to be funny.
It,
or else Or else, I guess you could just tell like a really depressing story.
Yeah, and then get them on your side.
Yeah, everybody in the crowd's like, "Oh, you poor thing."
And then like, there's different versions of like what's funny. Some people are like, "Ha ha, funny." Some people are,
some people
clever funny.
Some people push the boundaries and make you want to like nervously chuckle.
Yeah. What's that guy's name?
Daniel Tosh does an immaculate job of making you feel uncomfortable.
He does this amazing. It's almost like I imagine like a spearhead. Like, first it's just general, then it gets a little bit more specific, then it gets so specific, and then it gets so specific, then like seven it's layers in, he's only talking about that one person who would ever.
He actually does that. There was some stand-up bit he was doing, and then after, like, let's say he talked for, I'm going to say 20 minutes solid. Just no breaks, no nothing, no letting the crowd laugh and moving on.
And he always
just
takes, like, the
talked and monologued for like 20 minutes, and then he even said at the very end of it, he said something like, "You know, I've been talking for so long that by now only like five of you get the joke."
Right.
Like, there's that. I mean, if you don't have a good enough attention span, you're just gonna lose him.
Right. Or if you get easily offended.
Daniel Tosh is definitely not for the.
It's like a joke, and then you get bonus jokes.
What's the $5 word for like uptight?
Republican. All right, that was gone.
Throwing that one away. the point is that you can't be
close-minded.
No, it's not even close-minded. You just got to be open. Or, okay, you can't have solid beliefs in anything that would offend.
We're talking about poof and fart jokes and a microphone, essentially.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, what's the harm in somebody saying...
Okay, like for a prime example, you can't offend me. Like, that's why I love comedy so much, is because no matter how dark or messed up it is, it's either going to be stupid or it's just going to be funny. There is no like, "Oh, that's wrong."
I know Patton Oswalt's having some issues with BuzzFeed for like...
Stealing his material?
Not necessarily stealing his material, but making him like apologize for things that he's saying. And of course,
that's a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah,
like, in the spotlight and you offend like one, if you offend a squeaky wheel,
it's
you have to like apologize.
And like the audience are like Yelp reviewers. They're like, "Yeah, this..."
Yeah, they turn it. Yeah, but it's comedy though. You should be there to be. It's like going to a movie and saying like,
"It was good, but
I
should
really
use
like
my cousin."
It. What?
I don't know. They'll just have like some arbitrary weird opinion on it, like, "Oh, they shouldn't use the color purple because that's offensive," or something.
I understand what you're coming from. Yeah, I gotcha. I mean, really, the only thing
they should apologize for using the color purple.
There is one topic that upsets me the most, and it's just because of my parents. That's it. Like, honestly, like, you could call me any word in the dictionary and you're not going to offend me. It doesn't really, it's like, whatever.
And
you know,
sometimes
I just let it roll off.
There's a meta aspect to those type of jokes where they're talking about the offensive things.
Sure.
But it's more of an examination of how absurd and ridiculous those things are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the joke. And some people don't get
some people
that
just
level.
Don't, yeah, they don't understand it. But yeah, like, I mean, you could.
Superficial? No.
Shallow? No.
I don't know.
Not smart?
That was going in the trash too.
Yeah, that's going in the trash.
I'll make sure to bring like a torch so we can just get rid of these guys. So we can incinerate them. They can never infect anybody's ears again.
Like, what was that Fahrenheit?
451.
451. Thank you.
I'll show up with a flamethrower. Just.
I don't remember a lot about that, and now that I'm an adult, I should definitely reread that book.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
It is very important. It's scary, is what it is. But one of the things I do remember is that when the protagonist works,
the good guy,
the main character in the story. No, just the protagonist works in like an office building, and when they throw something away, they throw it into an incinerator chute, and it's called the memory hole. I remember that. That was one of like the creepiest parts, because basically, if it's in the past, they burn it.
Yeah.
And that was the one that involved all the book burning too, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Essentially, the past is destroyed.
Right.
And so there's no physical record of what happened in the past.
And everyone's living
only
in this like weird,
is it
drugged out?
Is it bureaucratic or?
I think so.
I remember
then
like the style of life.
There's an aspect of of like the way people were living. They were like being drugged and experimented on using. They would just like change people around in different locations.
Like emotionally?
No, like they would physically like just shift them and move them. Oh. If I remember correctly, it's been a long time. I should probably read it
again.
Too.
Well, and yeah, when you're
book
like
club,
book club. All right, Matt, what'd you read this week? No, I just, you know, when you're like 15 years old,
I read this 4chan post,
and you're. Oh my god. Okay, let's stay focused here. When you're 15 years old, and a teacher says, "All right, you've got 7 days to read Fahrenheit 451," you don't. You literally, excuse my French, you don't give a fuck. You want to go out and hang out with your friends,
right.
Either get into trouble or go skateboarding or
where do they
or
think
play
you have all this time
or,
to, like, because you're spending eight hours a day in school.
Yeah, and then you want to go and you want to have, I mean, it's all about the social life when you're young.
Right.
I mean, that's like you're still developing, you're still making friends. You're out there making the most of it. And you know, and here's this teacher telling you, "Hey, I know it's a beautiful summer night out, and you and your friends want to go play, but read this book." You just don't care.
And they're
so,
not even like
now as an adult,
they're like, "Read this book. We got a test next Wednesday."
Yeah, and then you're gonna get tested on it. Oh,
it's
so
not like,
"Oh,
read this book. It's so good. Oh my gosh."
Yeah,
whenever we get to page 18.
Mm-hmm. It's not that the book is good. It's not that the book will teach you something that'll stick with you for the rest of your life. It's something that
it's
you need to read.
Institutionalized.
Yeah, it's institutionalized. And it's a pisser. Because if you were in college, and let's say that's something that interested you, you could say, "Oh, I'd love to read that book. That sounds amazing." Who do you remember the author? Because I know he was pretty famous for
Ray Bradbury.
Yeah, Ray Bradbury. Yeah. So I mean that's he was like a ahead of his time, so to speak. And so now as an adult, you appreciate that. But when you're a kid, you just meh. Whatever.
And then like that's kind of a dystopian book to read whenever you're.
That's
15.
Very true. Yeah.
Like, are you really gonna? I agree with all the concepts of, like, burning the past and stuff. Because, like, to you, you're just mired in internet culture and, like, Instagram and stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, back when we were kids,
like it,
did,
it didn't resonate.
When we were kids, there weren't smartphones yet.
We still had flip phones, folks. We had Snake on our Nokia phones. That was the only game you could play.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, a flip phone is still pretty advanced. I remember the first phone that came with a camera on it. I thought that was the coolest thing. And now that you have smartphones that you can, yeah, you can play like Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I mean, you look at naked chicks while you're in school now. I mean, hello.
Like, that really kind of ups the game of cheating.
It ups the game of cheating, and it also ups the game of distraction.
Right.
There are so many students now that they have iPads or tablets or smartphones.
Here in Indiana, they're like requiring certain schools to give kids iPads.
Yeah,
in my opinion, kind of makes them a target. If I know a little kid's gonna have an iPad in their thing, I'm just gonna take a kid's backpack.
You mean at the school,
or like just
if you're
anywhere?
So you're saying you're just gonna go to?
If I see a little kid with a backpack, that it's like a 50-50 chance
school,
that it's
the school
gonna be
bus
an iPad.
Drops them off is like a pack of them. You're just like, "All right, they all got iPads, cashing in on it." So you roll up, pull out your 9mm or whatever pistol you've got on you and say, "Hey, kid, give me your backpack."
Or maybe even do something like super crazy, like, "I'll trade you ice cream for your backpack."
Now we're getting creepy. The point is that the point is that I really hope people listen this long. Because we're actually getting better as it's gone along. That's the best part.
That's true.
So anyways, I enjoy the fact that technology is here, and I enjoy the fact that it makes, you know, it makes learning that much more fun. But when you have a paper book and you are being instructed in front of, let's say, do you remember like the old projectors where they put something on the glass and then it was projected on like a mirror and it hit the whiteboard or whatever?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, it wasn't a digital projector. It was a
overhead projector. They had to write on like a
piece of like plastic, just like a sheet of clear, whatever. And I mean,
that's how I did math for the longest time.
Yeah. Okay. So that's how we learned. But can you imagine having, the Samsung Note or the iPhone 6 Plus? I mean, those are beautiful, huge, bright phones, and you're just playing on it, and you got a little pen, and you write on it, and then you go to school, and you have to watch that boring stuff. And it just doesn't appeal to them.
Well,
When they could be looking at God knows what on Instagram or Facebook or texting their friends. Oh, man.
The curriculum's dumbing down from what I can tell. They're getting rid of certain aspects of things.
Really?
And they're changing, like, science. They're kind of neutering it. They're wanting to teach like religion in schools.
Neutering science?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was possible.
They'll say.
Please tell me. I'm sorry. Continue.
They've got like creationists and stuff making textbooks and stuff.
Because they want to be able to explain it all in school. And that doesn't bother me, I guess. I don't know. I mean, religion should be in school,
right.
But cause, like, I don't know.
Because if you say it's okay for one religion, you have to say it's okay for
all
religions.
Oh, you're right. So there's going to be basically, you're going to have to take a class on everything.
In fact, like, recently, the Church of Satan has made coloring books.
I saw that they actually threw a fit and they're like trying to prove a point. And then they have that.
Or I don't know what they're trying to do, but maybe they're trying to do like a Westboro Baptist Church thing, like, oh, you're suppressing my rights, I'm gonna sue you.
It's not even cut.
backpedal.
Yeah, let's backpedal out of that situation. Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad that school's over. I miss the social aspect of it because, I mean, back to senior year, that was the most amount of friends I had, the most amount of socializing I had. It was glorious. I had a job, so I had spending money, but I didn't have hardly the bills I have today.
True.
And you're still on your parents' insurance and all sorts of shit. And you just
Do you really worry about that? Because, I mean, I don't have insurance now, and I don't really, knock on wood, really think about that.
You don't have health insurance?
Nope.
Well, let's hope Barack Obama doesn't hear this.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be insane?
And he's like, I'm going to go after that kid, that Mafru.
His hair has gotten a lot whiter and grayer.
I think it's what the stress of the office.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's got to be.
There's
several posts on the internet showing, like, you know, when he was first in office.
Maybe it's a body double.
Could be. Could be.
That whole, like, people who are in, like, higher government are actually, like, lizard people. Have you heard that conspiracy theory?
No, but let's let's get away from that because conspiracies just get funny. And not like haha funny.
More like, why would you think that?
Back to science. Please tell me you've seen that South Park episode where Cartman gets frozen because he cannot wait for the Wii to come out. So he ends up getting left in the ice and he wakes up like 5,000 years in the future. And religion has been like completely wiped off the planet. It's just atheists, and they're all scientists, but there are actually different factions of scientists.
I have seen that one.
And there's sea otters that ride ostriches. I'm sorry. It's so ridiculous. They all end up fighting each other and killing each other off because they cannot decide what to call it. It's like the Allied Atheist Alliance and there's like the Allied Atheist Legions or whatever. And so, yeah, they're fighting over how to call it. And so instead of saying like, oh, good heavens or, you know, Jesus Christ or whatever, they are like science, damn it. Or, you know, it's so funny or damn science or, you know, science help us. It's pretty good.
I lost my, be like Stephen Hawking's, damn it.
Yeah. Stephen Hawking's, damn it. Yeah.
Son of a Edison.
Oh, there it is.
What are you looking for?
Yeah, it was my receipt.
Oh. Gotcha.
You can still hear that, though. The mic picks that up.
Anything we want to leave this rant?
I was going to say, if we go any longer, man, we'll just talk all night.
Right.
It'll be like a 3-hour podcast, and we'll be right there with the rest of them.
Yeah.
I guess.
You got anything coming up?
2 days off. We're going to do some yard work. I live in a house now instead of an apartment, so we are going to be taking care of some leaf issues and some sticks in the yard. Some really, like, grown-up boring stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
Do not envy that at all.
I don't know. There is a sense of ownership and a sense of pride in your lawn. Yes, I don't own this house, but you know, see where I'm getting at? Like,
yeah.
Mike, he just purchased a riding lawnmower and a grill. So our house is going to be summer.
Are you
going to
ride that thing with boxers and just a beer?
I am. I'm glad you brought that up because it has been a lifelong goal of mine now that I am legally allowed to drink. I have always wanted to ride a riding lawnmower, cutting the grass, and have a beer in my hand.
It's like a Miller Lite or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, for example, our family friend who has sadly passed away, he was a huge Miller High Life fan. And so he would be on his riding lawnmower cutting the grass and just beer in one hand, steering wheel in the other, baby.
Is there also the guys who usually have, like, pinky rings or something?
No, he wasn't. He was a classy gentleman.
He was a classy gentleman.
Yes, his name was Mark Johnson. He was a wonderful human being. It's a shame he passed away, actually. But yeah, he would get out on that tractor and cut the grass and have a beer in one hand. And I can't remember if he smoked cigarettes. But yeah, beer in one hand, cigarette in the other, steering wheel. I mean, just
like dude, that is steering it with one hand with the beer and the cigarette in his hand.
That is the American dream. Although the guys at work today were cautioning me because apparently you can actually get a ticket.
Really?
All right, brace
driving
yourself.
Drunk? What?
Brace yourself. You can actually get penalized by an officer of the law if you are driving a tractor and drinking and you're on your property. And I asked them several times. I said, look, guys, this is a little ridiculous. It's your property. But I guess there was a former employee that had several tickets from it. My question was,
damn it, Ed.
What was he doing besides that the law, Johnny Law, was concerned about?
Right. How would he know to even show up? And
In my personal opinion, if a police officer drives by your house and you're cutting the grass and you're drinking, he's just going to go, eh, he's not harming anybody. Now, if you're on the road, oh, your ass is grass. No pun intended.
What's the fear? You're going to get so drunk from a...
I don't understand. I mean, in a smaller town, you would probably take your lawnmower straight to the gas station and fill it up. I can see that. But if you're on your private property, you can't get a public intox, can you? Unless you're violating like a sound issue, or like if you're being too loud or upsetting your neighbors, but if you're
there's always a way to weasel into something.
I mean, you could be sitting in a chair and be hammered drunk and falling over in your own yard or your own house, and I'm sorry, I don't feel like the law applies there, especially if you're not harming anybody or yourself. Now, if you're like on a ladder with a chainsaw trying to like chop a tree or something and you just fall down. Oh, okay. Now that's when they should. Somebody should
try to take
in
a puff and cut the thing.
Like, yeah, no, you should not be doing that. But I feel like if I'm on my riding lawnmower and I'm off the beaten path. I'm certainly not on a road that an officer would just
tell you what
patrol.
Get a sippy cut hat, just like the beers in the hat.
Oh, geez, no, that's too classy. I actually, what I need
got
to do
10
is
10 and 2. That way you're not
10 and 2. Oh my God.
You're not driving recklessly, officer. I have both hands on the steering wheel if you remember correctly.
Mr. Policeman. No, I just I don't get it. There'd be no way. And if I do receive a ticket, then my bad. I mean, come on. Let's be real. There's no reason for that. Anyway, so that's my dream. This summer I'm gonna be very pleased and excited to drink the beer of my choice, probably not the cheap Miller Lite like I just talked about, but
did you get something nice like a PBR?
I don't like one of the craft beers, you know, yeah. the good ones of like 18%.
It's got hints of grass notes in it.
Yeah, it's just thick.
Pairs well with dandelion smell.
Yes, this is the grass cutting beer. Actually, a friend of mine.
Dude, you should market that. That's actually a pretty brilliant idea.
What? That it pairs with grass cutting?
Yeah.
I think any beer pairs with any activity. I mean, literally, you could be skydiving. It's like the beer that skydivers drink before they hit the sky. You know, what do you hit? Nothing.
Or maybe it's like some kind of weird beer that like is like a heavier beer, so it like falls with you.
I don't really think you need much help falling out of an airplane. I think the Earth does a pretty good job pulling
in. I'm saying like in theory. The beer, if you, like, tipped it, the beer would just go everywhere. So you wouldn't fall at the same rate.
I see what you're saying.
So if you had, like, a heavier liquid somehow.
That would be really an interesting. Oh, hey, speaking of commercials, do you hear about
Rob Lowe,
DirecTV commercials have been, like,
I saw it. It was hilarious.
Axed.
Why?
I don't know. And apparently, somebody was talking about that apparently Comcast was the reason behind it. Like,
yep.
I guess they were complaining. I mean,
yep, couldn't take a joke.
What's the joke? What am I missing?
They depicted, I believe, like a installer as kind of like a bumbling idiot, and then they
installer.
Yeah,
like
the
a
person
cable installer.
Yeah.
But DirecTV does the same service.
Right.
So you're saying that Comcast was upset that DirecTV was making fun of the industry?
It was making fun of Comcast installers.
I guess I never. Maybe I never.
We should watch it. It's probably still online.
Okay. Well, somewhere. You show it to me after the show, I guess. But
right. But
I honestly don't get it. But back to Sex Sells, the new commercial is going to be some like Sports Illustrated model on a horse, a talking horse.
Comedy.
I mean, that's hilarious. You've got
animals aren't supposed to talk. That's so funny.
You've got like, you know, hot girl. Obviously, you're going to watch the commercial, and she's on a horse, and apparently it talks. So you've got talking animals, and you got hot girl, and if I'm not mistaken, they're on
it would
beach.
Be hilarious if they just did the same script, same everything. It was just the horse and the lady.
Whatever the girl's name is. Hi, I'm, you know, Mersh, whatever that tennis girl's name is.
Right.
Mersher Pova, whatever. Hi, I'm Kate Upton. And then, like, the horse walks up, and it's like, hi,
I'm Rob Lowe.
I'm horse Kate Upton. I'm Jessica Parker. What's the girl with the long face? Hi, I'm Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's.
Oh, but she's got like a mullet or something, or just wearing. Peaked in high school, Rob Lowe.
Or the horse has like earrings.
Oh, geez.
So that way you know it's a lady horse.
Oh, yeah. It's got lipstick on and it's got makeup on. Oh, jeez.
I wonder if this is what the writing room at like Family Guy sounds like.
You know, there are a lot of television shows, sketch comedies, SNL.
Dude, I would love to write for some of those.
I am honestly blown away by their creativity. Just like stand-up comedy, like we were talking about earlier. It is incredible. There is a room of people. They're human beings just like you and I. And they come up with this gold. They come up with this amazing stuff that either it's a commercial or a movie, a TV show. And I think a TV show would be the toughest. Because in a movie, it's like 2.5 hours max, unless it's like a Lord of the Rings movie or whatever.
Right. I mean, you can do the Lord of the Rings.
So you can like condense an idea into 2.5 hours. But think about like...
See, I think that's harder.
Think about a show like 30 Rock. 30 Rock's funny, and it's really witty. It's fast-paced. There's
a formula
like no
to it.
Dead
so
time.
You know... Yeah, that was one of the things about
it's just,
the writing of
it's
30
just
Rock.
Constant comedy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Archer. Like, you know in Archer how there's just, like, always dialogue? There's no...
I read this thing. It's like, I bet I could write for Archer something, something, something. Danger Zone!
Oh, my God. Please tell me. I think it was on Reddit today. There was some guy that took a photo from, like, a paper, and it was an Air Force officer. And it was just a photo from, like, I don't know what it was, but the pilot was standing there in a group photo, and he had a patch, and they zoomed in on the patch, and it said, you know, riding into the danger zone, straight up.
Awesome.
Like, oh, God, what's his name? Kenny Loggins. I mean, straight up, just Kenny Loggins on the patch. And it said, riding into the, you know, riding through the danger zone, whatever the line is. It's incredible. Something, 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 danger zone.
Yeah, that's how easy. Or are we not doing X joke that from last season anymore? That was the latest one.
Yes, I loved that. Are we not seriously phrasing? Are we just done doing that? they just stopped doing the phrasing joke, and they finally did it once, and it was incredible. I think they came up with something new, but I don't know. That's not for here. But the point is that there is a team of people that sit in a room. And they create the entire thing, start to finish. They write the whole thing. And we never got to your comic.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we should sign off for now, because it's been like, I don't know, an hour now?
Probably.
So this is done in an hour.
done in a time frame-ish.
This isn't the dinner that's done in 30 minutes. This is a dinner that you pulled out of the freezer, and now you have to cook for an hour and 20 minutes. So
you have to de-thaw it. You gotta cut all the vegetables.
You have to thaw it and prepare and then cook and bake.
You forgot the seasoned flours.
And then you have to pull it out of the oven and put something on top, like cheese or something or garlic, and then throw it back in the oven. This is that podcast.
This is a four-step process.
What?
Four-step process.
Oh, I gotcha. I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah.
Forget it. You gotta end in a bang, though.
I don't know. The women's NCAA tournament's about to come up, so if anybody cares about that. Okay.
Nope.
All right, we're out.
Bye.
Bye.